Two Guys Weigh In Podcast. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here, and we are moving right along with episode number
17.
Woo, 17.
That's a good number, right?
You think
there.
We'll reach a 1700 sometime?
It would be nice. I don't know if we will, but
I'll probably be 80 years old, so. Yeah, sponsored by
PK Egan's of Canby.
And that's where I'm going today.
Yeah, we got a chamber meeting over there.
Yep. Buffet on Wednesdays. Best pizza buffet around. Love it.
Yeah, I hard argue with that.
Yep. So PK Egan's, outstanding sponsor for us here on Two Guys Weigh In. It's kind of funny, before we started the recording here, I said two men weigh in.
Yep.
It's always my fault, right?
Yep. That's the one that slips you up every time.
Yep. Two guys weigh in podcast. How do we ever come up with that name?
How did we come up with it? I think Maynard came up with it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, we had nothing to do with the name.
We had nothing to do with this name, Two Guys Weigh In Podcast. It's all Maynard Meyer. So, all right, let's kick it off with some high school sports, Mitchell.
All right, I got the standings in baseball and softball for the Camden Conference. In baseball, we'll just go with the top teams that are competing right now. Lacaparle Valley sits atop the conference in baseball with a record of 8-1 in conference. And right behind them is Dawson, Boyd, and Mineota, each with a 7-1 record. And then KMS is fourth with a 6-1 record. So with a couple of games left, coming really close to the wire for the baseball standings. And got a couple of good games this week that'll...
Yeah, a lot of really good baseball teams in the Camden Conference this year. Lacaparle, Dawson Boyd, KMS, Mineota.
Yep. Lacaparle's overall record 10-2. Dawson Boyd's overall record 11-2. Lacaparle's two losses are to Border West and Dawson Boyd. And Dawson Boyd's two losses are to TMB, I believe, and Border West. So those two teams playing really close. Dawson Boyd beat Lacaparle Valley 11-5, I believe, in Dawson earlier this year. And Mineota is a 9-4 record, and KMS a 9-6 record. And that's what Minnesota scores had the last time I looked. Yep. That could be different. But, so a lot of competitive baseball being played here coming down the stretch.
That's right. Going to be a fun tournament coming up.
And Lacaparle plays KMS on Thursday, this tomorrow.
Yep. So. We're recording this Wednesday, so... Yep. Yeah, so head on down to the Madison Memorial Baseball Field Thursday. There's a lot of, actually, Lacaparle baseball and softball team have some huge games Thursday, don't they?
Yes, they do, and we'll go over to the standings and show you why. Lacaparle Valley softball with an overall record of 15-4, conference record of 12-0, and they host Mineota and Canby. They're consolidated for softball. And Mineota, Canby, has a record of 13-6, and they are 11-1. Those two teams are atop the conference. They play Thursday, tomorrow, the 16th,
yep,
right?
16th,
the 16th,
yep.
And the winner of that one will be atop the conference, one conference alone, correct?
Yeah, well, they'll both be 12-1, but since, you know, if Canby Mineota would win.
They would hold tiebreaker.
I would gather they would be conference champs.
Yep, so winner take all at Lacaparle Valley from that softball meeting this Thursday, so that should be a good one.
Yep, so outstanding pitchers on both sides, great hitters. That should be a fantastic softball game.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one to watch if you go out to that one. I believe we're broadcasting the boys' baseball game on Thursday. Lacaparle Valley hosting KMS.
You are.
Yeah, I'm calling it, actually.
You better not forget.
It'll be me and Bart Hill on Thursday night for Lacaparle Valley baseball.
That's right.
And we'll go to the section standings. Section's very competitive this year, too. For baseball in the north, Dawson Boyd is 8-1 in the section. Lacaparle Valley is 7-1 in the section. Those two teams are atop the Northern Conference. It looks like it's going to come down to those two teams to see who gets the number one seed in the north section. And then in the south section, a lot of good teams there, too. We got Murray County Central at 7-1 in conference. Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, 7-4. Mineota is 7-4. Edgerton, Southwest Minnesota Christian, 8-5. And TMB, 8-3. And those five teams are all in the south for the section. And they seem to be playing really competitive baseball. And a lot of good teams in 3A.
Yeah, that's right.
For this year, so
going to be a fun tournament.
Yep, that should be a good, even a section tournament championship game should be a really good one.
Yep, so. For sure. So.
And then in softball, Lacaparo Valley seems to be in control of the North. They're 10-3 in the section. And so I think Lacaparo will probably get the one seed in the 3A North.
Yep.
And then in the South, again, really competitive. Edgerton, Southwest Minnesota Christian, 8-1. They're 12-4 overall. And RTR, 8-2 in the section, 14-3 overall. Then you got Murray County Central at 4-3 in the section, 10-4 overall. Wabasso is 2-2 in the section, 14-5 overall. And then Bold is 5-0 in the section and 11-6 overall. So the southern part of the 3A, Section 3A is really competitive this year. But the north going to come down to the last couple games for baseball, it looks like, between Dawson Boyd and Lacaparo Valley.
Yep, it's going to be something. Can't wait. And it usually is in the May Memorial Weekend or the first week of June when we're doing section baseball or softball, it's 100 degrees out. Especially at the Marshall Softball Complex, there's no shade there. And, boy, you can put on a good sweat.
It's been sticking pretty close to the 70s so far, so maybe get lucky and it'll be a little cooler.
Hey, I want to touch on the Camden Conference Golf Championship that was held in Marshall on Tuesday. Just to mention, the Dawson Boyd girls are conference champions. They beat Lacaparo Valley by 3 strokes. And I think that snapped a long conference championship for Lacaparo Valley. I don't know how many years they've been conference champions. But, congratulations to Dawson Boyd there. Now, on the girls' side, I think Lindsay Lund was medalist. Lindsay shot an 80 to lead the Blackjacks. And let's see, I think Caitlin Kittleson led Lacaparo Valley with a second-place finish in conference with an 82. On the boys' side, it was the Camby Lancer boys. They took first place. They're Camden Conference champions. They shot a 327. Lakeview with a 332. Two, followed by Lacaparo Valley with 335, Dawson Boyd with 340, and then Central Minnesota Christian and so on. Camby Lancers, Isaac Bullerud, a sophomore, placed third to lead the Lancers. He shot a 77. I believe Carson Bowe from Lakeview, he was the medalist with a 64. Let's see who led Lacaparo Valley. It was Carson Bessonen. With fifth place finish, Carson shot a 78, and leading Dawson Boyd was Carson Stratmon, a freshman. Stratmon shot a 79, good enough for sixth place. So, section tournament begins in Wilmer on the 22nd, the first round of section golf, and then the final round will be on the 29th, so 2 Wednesdays. In Wilmer at Eagle Creek Golf Course. Have you golfed that course before, Mitchell?
Eagle Creek, yep, I believe so. That was where we played our, is that section tournament?
Yep,
that's where we played our section tournaments for golf, so.
Okay, good golf course.
Yeah, it's a very nice golf course.
I'll be up there on the 29th covering that for Q92, so.
That should be a lot of fun.
All right, anything else on high school sports?
I think that about covers it for high school sports.
Yeah.
Have you broadcast any more boys volleyball games?
No, but I think they're in Dawson this weekend. Yeah, the 18th, I think the Wilmer Community Christian, Lacaparo Valley, and Dawson Boyd have a tournament in Dawson.
Okay, that sounds good.
Coming up. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll jump to college sports briefly. Just one topic to touch on here for us. The Minnesota Gophers football schedule has come out officially, and they open the season on August 29th, a Thursday. They host North Carolina at Huntington Bank Stadium.
I think they went there last year, didn't they?
Yep.
Must have a contract or something.
Played at North Carolina last year and lost that game, but we'll see. North Carolina doesn't have Drake May anymore, so maybe they have a chance this year. And then they have Rhode Island at home, Nevada at home, and then they get into the Big Ten schedule. And when I was looking at this the first time, I saw USC and UCLA on the schedule, and it took me a minute to remember that the Big Ten expanded this year. I thought, well, that's some interesting non-conference games. And then remembered, that's Big Ten schedule.
They're in the
year,
Big Ten now.
But
I don't like it.
Well, It'll make the Big Ten more competitive, and it'll be interesting. We've got some good games here that I don't think you'd see otherwise. But the Gophers open Big Ten play with Iowa on September 21st.
They open with Iowa?
Yep, that's the first Big Ten game, and that's four straight home games to open the start off the season for the Gophers. Then they travel to Michigan, and then here's a game that you don't see often. They host USC. That's at University of Southern California, comes to town on October 5th. And then the next weekend, the Gophers fly out to UCLA to play UCLA. And then they play Maryland at home, Illinois on the road, Rutgers on the road. Then they have Penn State for their senior day, their final home game on November 23rd. And they finish the season November 30th at Wisconsin.
Mm, wow.
So, pretty good schedule for the Gophers
this
year.
I think they'll do this year, then. Give me a record.
Oh, boy.
500?
The first three, four games, I'd like. I'd say it looks like we're probably going to end up our usual 7 or 8 win team again.
Okay.
So.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Rather it be a better record, but we'll see.
Yep. The transportal and stuff. See what happens.
I think it'll probably be our typical eight-win season, win a non-major bowl game versus someone. But
I think the college football season kicks off in Colorado, North Dakota State. The Bison open up the college season against the Buffaloes in Colorado.
On
a Thursday, I think.
I saw that. That'll be an interesting game.
Very first college game.
Yeah, that should be a good one, and I think it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Yep. Colorado with their 80,000 transfers that they have every year trying to get Colorado back to what it once was. But, in South Dakota State, they opened their season versus Oklahoma State.
Oh, they do.
Down in Oklahoma, Stillwater, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, so.
Cowboys.
That should be a good game for South Dakota State to see what they can do there. So that touches on college sports. Do you have anything else?
I can't think of off the top of my head.
All right, we'll go jump to the pros then. Brief mention, Caitlin Clark scored 20 in her WNBA debut. This is the regular season opener, and the Fever ended up losing their season opener, I believe.
Yep, I watched that game.
How'd it go?
It wasn't bad.
I saw she had...
She's going to hold her own in the WNBA.
I saw she had 10 turnovers. That seemed to be a touching point, and so
but she is. She had a lot of great assists. She's a great passer, almost better than a shooter. But she can really pass the ball.
She gets used to it. I think turnovers will drop quite a bit.
They showed a stat on TV last night how the WA ticket prices, the percentage, like they're up 200%. filling arenas now. TV contract. It's just unreal. What Caitlin Clark has done for women's basketball in the last year, for sure, 2 years maybe.
Yep, she's brought a lot of good exposure to the sport, so hopefully it grows in popularity.
Yep, okay.
And we'll touch the Lynx season opener. They won. They defeated the Seattle Storm 83-70, and I believe that was in Seattle.
Yeah, it was out in Washington, yep.
So good for the Lynx to get the first win of the season. And then just a brief mention, the Minnesota United soccer team, I believe they're called the Loons. I like that name, the Minnesota Loons. They have a record of 6-2-2, and they're second in the Western Conference behind Salt Lake for the National Soccer League. So good touch on the Loons.
I bet a lot of people don't even know that Minnesota had an arena football league, a football team, and they only played like one or two games, and then they folded. They call themselves the Miss. And arena football no longer in Minnesota because they couldn't secure enough money or what. They couldn't pay the players, so 2 games in, they called her quits.
You got to be honest, I didn't even know Minnesota had an arena football team.
Yeah, arena football is no more.
That's interesting. Yep. And then moving on here, the Twins come in with a 24-17 record now. They started their season a series with the Yankees yesterday. They lost 5-1. And then I also saw that Byron Buxton was designated for a rehab assignment with the St. Paul Saints. It sounds like they just want to test him out and see. They said I think it was a leg that he was having an issue with, and they said that looks better, and so they just want to see how he does with the Saints for a little bit, and then they'll probably bring him back up. So hopefully he can return quickly and give the Twins a little bit of a boost.
And that the good luck charm sausage is still being thrown around.
Well, that's good. So it hasn't lost its luck yet.
Santana had, what, three home runs in three games?
Yeah, versus the Blue Jays. Yep, that was a great sight to see. He was a free agent signing, I believe, for him.
Then someone tossed the sausage out of the dugout, hit him right in the head with it. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. Oh, boy. Well, the NFL schedule releases today. I believe they saw an article on ESPN. I believe the Vikings and the Jets play their they start off the UK slate. I believe they play in Tottenham.
Yep.
Was it Hotspur Stadium?
Yep. That's over right. There? Oh, you got a good mind with the stadium name there. What was the stadium name?
Tottenham Hotspurs, I think. Okay. Something like that. I read an article recently. I don't remember it perfectly, but so that'll be too bad we don't get Aaron Rodgers at US Bank. That would have been a good one for
that. Yeah, I saw the time on. The kickoff is at 6:30 in the morning that day. Well, not sure what day it was, but 6:30 in the morning you can watch Viking football. Germany, was it? No, where's that?
Tottenham. I'm not sure where that is over there, but
Europe someplace.
Yep, over in Europe. All right. So, and then
think we'll get to see Jets quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers?
Drawing a blank. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. There you go. Against J.J. McCarthy at the time, maybe J.J. will be quarterbacking by then.
So, yeah, that would be nice to see J.J. quarterbacking by then, but we'll see.
See if Rodgers can make it through three or four plays this year before he gets injured.
That would be it'd be nice to see. It would be nice to see him face the Vikings again.
Yep, that's right, so they can drill him.
Yep, and so the rest of the schedule comes out later tonight. We'll be able to see what the Vikings got for primetime games and how see if any games are available for flexing, and then we'll go from there for the Vikings.
Okay.
And then we'll close. We got Timberwolves letting us down again.
You really want to talk about it?
Well, no, but we got to at least talk about it briefly. So
remember how excited we were last week when they went up 2-0 in Denver?
Yeah, we knew we should have known better than to get excited.
We're
at
Minnesota
all.
Fans.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Won our first six playoff games, and we drop our next three. So now they got to win out to get to the conference finals.
Yeah. That was the first three loss for the season. Three losses in a row for the Timberwolves. That they never had three losses in a row during the season. But they do it against the Nuggets.
Yeah. Great time to have that happen in the playoffs. Yeah. So, you know.
I think it's over. Denver will take it now. So.
Yep.
We're up 2-0, Mitchell.
Yep. Needed to win 2 of 5, and it doesn't look like they're going to get it done. They have a game Thursday, so tomorrow.
At Target
Center? Yep, that's at the Target Center. That'll be the might be the last home game for the Timberwolves. You don't know, but, yep, Mike Conley, he had a sore Achilles, I believe, in his right leg. And he didn't play in game 5 yesterday. So
okay.
But the Timberwolves win now, needs to win now, so gotta hopefully everyone can be full strength for when they play in Minnesota and at least push it to game 7 out in Denver, give them a chance, but it'll be interesting to see.
All right, so how's that? Who's gonna win the NBA championship? I've been watching a lot of all the teams. I like the Knicks, the way the Knicks bounced back the other night.
Yeah, the Knicks would be an interesting team to see if they could do it, but I mean,
Denver's tough.
Yeah, Denver's. I think it might have to be might be Denver again. Yeah.
You know, if the Timberwolves just play well, you know, they got the talent. They just got to put it together.
Yep. I don't know if they need one more season to. Well, Minnesota fans have been saying it all the time. Just one more season and turn around, but no one knows.
All right, that's a wrap, huh?
Yep, that'll be another episode in the books. This has been the Two Guys Weigh In podcast, episode number 17, sponsored by PK Egan's and Cambie.